둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Can y'all shut the door, please? I'm going to read all your messages. I'm using her computer.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out this series. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with every episode that we put out. Brand new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You get three a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones. Grab us at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget also to give a rating, leave a review if you feel so inspired. That always helps out so much. We've had some great guests on lately, including actor Skeet Ulrich. He was here. Maggie Lindemann, Guy Garvey from Elbow, comedian Martin Amini, Nathan Stewart Jarrett, and George McKay to talk about the movie Femme. Rudy Mancuso, he stars in Musica. Hamish Linklater from Manhunt, Gary Clark Jr., Danielle McDonald, Sheryl Crow, and our 900th episode special featuring Brandon Flowers of The Killers, Gracie Abrams, Michael C. Hall, Dolly Parton, Michael Shannon, Sarah Silverman, Shelley Hennig. And that's just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Beth Ditto. We're going to be talking about Gossip's new album, which marks their return. First album in quite a long time. It's called Real Power. Beth is going to tell us about reuniting the group, working once again with super producer Rick Rubin, and the fun and hijinks that happened while making the record in the producer's Hawaiian studio. Beth also talks about her fashion sense and persona and how that influences her music, as well as seeing the movements for queer and trans people that they championed so early in their career finally begin to make some progress in the mainstream conversation. All that and more, we're talking Real Power. It's Kyle Meredith with Beth Ditto of Gossip.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. It is such a pleasure to have you. And obviously, I've been a fan for a very long time. From the beginning days to the solo record a few years ago, but now we get the great news of a new album from Gossip. It's the first time in a little bit over a decade. It's called Real Power. Congratulations on this record. It is so good.
Thank you. I try not to listen. You know, like when things I think a lot of people are like that. I'm just like, I don't want to know. I don't want to hear it. So it's nice to know. I'm glad people are liking it. That's nice.
We should, back up a little bit, of course, because this is the reunion record, but this is sort of a reunion that's like 5 years in the making. Is that a right way to say it?
Yeah. It's like the word reunion is always so funny to me because it just feels like no time has gone by, but I think that's just aging. But like, it started in, I think, 2019 as it was going to be a solo project. And then I was in Kauai when working on it, and I was like, gosh, like, you know, I just wanted it to, like, I really come from, I think the best things are the simplest things, at least for me. Like, I don't like to think about anything too much, except for, you know, when I'm at night when I'm anxious with all the thoughts. But besides that, I don't want to think. So I thought, you know, it was just time to ask Nathan to come. And I was like, well, maybe I should get Nathan to come and work on this record with me. And then it was supposed to be a solo record for me. And it just ended up, I was like, it just didn't seem right to not, you know, to like not have Nathan's name too, you know, like, and what it should be. And then like, and then to put out a record with Nathan, it would be called Gossip. And then if it was going to have me and Nathan, it was going to be Gossip, and it had to have Hannah too. And I think it's just very, very, I guess, gossip like the way that we're not very good at planning things. So like, I think had that not been the way that it worked out, like had I not been working on something, and I was like, oh, then it all, I think if it had been planned, I don't think it would have worked out the same way. Does that make sense? Like, it had to just be like, oh yeah, oh, this is happening now, you know?
My wife and I, we were talking, like, you know, she likes to plan. If we're going on a trip, like, she's the one who plans 5 months in advance, tries to pay for everything 5 months. It's like, just tell me the day before that I'm going to go somewhere.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm just like, I just realized that about myself too. It's like, don't give me details. I don't want details because that's too much. I'm just like, tell me the time, tell me the day, and actually tell me really close to the day, because don't get mad if I don't remember because you told me a month ago, and or if you wrote it in an email, that's never going to work for me. Like, text me the day before, let me know what I need to do. That's period. Like, yeah, I think that's the way that we, most of us work. Like, but does she have an entire like itinerary for you to follow and stuff too?
Sometimes, depending on the situation, she has in certain situations.
Where's your trip to?
There's different places like in the past that we've done that. Like, yeah. Sometimes it was like we took a road trip around New England, and it was kind of nice to be like, oh, we need to hit these points on these days. But outside of that, it's just like, just put me in the car, and we'll figure it out as we go. The rest of it, you know, like, we found the balance.
Yeah, yeah, because that's great. Good for you. I feel like Hannah is always she's kind of like the planner. Like, she very much needs a plan. And then there's me and Nathan, who are just like untamed cats. We're just like cats in a car, like with no, like just like on the way to the vet, but somehow we got out of the pet carrier and we're just like, like, it's like, just don't, you know, just don't tell me. Like, and it too, you know, it's like, you interview people, but I'm always just like, I think people like to give, you know, I think it's different people work different ways, but I can, like, some people like to give me a lot of information about who's going to be the interviewer and stuff. I'm always just like, can I just find out? I'll find out when I get there. Like, I would always rather that. Like, it's always better.
Well, I'm glad we're getting to know each other over this.
Yeah. And then you don't have this idea of what they are in your head, or like, you know, but some people like to know, but I'm just like, I'll figure it out when we get there.
Just figure it out when we get there. 100%.
We'll know. We'll know if we're lost. We'll know.
Yes. Then you add in Rick Rubin to the equation, and we get this idea. People who haven't worked with Rick, I haven't worked with Rick, but we have this idea, yeah, that you know, like, he is the great Buddha of the recording studio.
Yeah.
Like, I hear from so many artists, it's like, you know, not in like a cliche hippie way, but it's almost like, hey, you're gonna find your own way. I'm just here to make sure that you stay on the path.
Kind of, yeah. I think that's the thing, is he doesn't get in your way. And it's funny because what I was just saying there, and I was like, well, no, when we get there, like, we'll get to know each other when we're there. One of the most incredible things, the first time we ever worked with Rick was on music. Well, no, the second time, but in the studio, though, was Music for Men. And I think, I can never remember, but I think that was like 2008, 2007. I was really young. I think I was like 26, 27. And so, who fucking knows, but I remember, because I was really nervous, because I was just like going in there, and I was like, okay, like, we had met, we had talked, we'd hung out a little bit, and I was like, so what's the plan, what's the process? And he's like, we'll know when it's over. And I was always like, dunk. I was like, damn. And I was like, now this is what I'm talking about, because like, I feel like there's all these things about discipline and blah, 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 and I'm just like, none of that sounds fun to me. I don't If I wanted to be disciplined, I would do something completely different. Like this, I'm not in it to be disciplined. This is not a thing, like, you know, a different strokes, different folks, but it's just not my jam. And so when he said that, I was like, oh, even professionals do it. So I was like, it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. But that's changed my entire approach to almost everything. It's like, we don't need to know. We'll know when we get there. But in that, it's such an incredible thing to say. And I always wonder too, sometimes I'm like, I wonder what it's like when he works with other bands. Cause I wonder if the way that he, or like groups or like I, the word artist and artist, but like, I always wonder if he can, if he adapts to like what they need in the moment.
This is how I hear about him working most of the time. Like, I think your experience, not to say that things aren't, you know, personalized, but I think your experience is the overall.
It's very special and we're married. So please don't. Like, he's actually my spiritual, he's actually my twin flame, so could you not? Like,
well, it's okay, because I'm speaking for him at this point, and I've never met him anyway, so it's...
Oh, please do. Loves that. I bet he loves that. He loves that you speak for him.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Beth Ditto. What I do want to hear about, though, you know, because hearing about you, so when you talk about Rick and everything, and in the studio, you said there's a lot of talking through emotions and asking questions. Like, what kind of questions? Like, what is he trying to pull out of you?
I don't know if it's like he's asking for, I don't know. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like it's like that at all. At all. This could also be, I feel like actually I ask most of the questions because I love to know about people. Like, that's what's hard for me in interviews, honestly. It's like, I like the conversation of it. Like, I want to know what you're doing and what you're up to, and like what your wife's name is. Do you have kids? When did you get married? How long has it been? Like, is it expensive to buy a house in Louisville? Like those things I had to shut off. Like, I really do. Cause also I realized, like, you know, I always say, I'm just like, never, ever, ever assume that this is going to be a 15 minute interview. It's never, cause it's not enough time. But anyway, with Rick, like, I ask him so many questions. Like, I like to know. Oh, I mean, especially it's fun when you're working with somebody who's worked at what they do for so long. And I like to know what it was like when, you know, I loved asking about the 80s. And, you know, because he's been sober that whole time. And like, he was talking about like how they would just, I'd be like, what, that was one of my favorite answers is, you know, it's like, I was always so intrigued. Like the 80s in New York and like the Beastie Boys. Things, and not necessarily because I'm like, tell me about the Beastie Boys, wild, but what I thought was so intriguing and I wanted to know more about was like, he was sober and going to these clubs, like, and I was like, so what was it that made you like stay, and like he would stay up all night at these clubs, like, and his answer was the music. That's what he went there for, and that kept him go, you know, it made him go back, it made him excited and stuff. And I was always just like, that's so fucking badass. Like, that stuff really intrigues me, I think. And then I'm like, so what street did you grow up on? When you say I love the way he says Long Island. I think that he has a West Coast accent now, of course, like, but he, there's certain words that he'll say Long Island, or like there's certain words that I think are really funny. But for I think what it, one of the things I love about working with Rick specifically, one is that he's so good with Nathan, and like, he loves, Nathan's my bandmate and his guitar and bass, but he like, this is Nate, what if he's right here? It's like, Nate, he's right here anyway,
and bring him in.
He's, Nathan would be like, no, you can't be tamed. I think he just was past us earlier, we were outside talking with my friend, and he was like, he was like, took my friend to Zara, got her a blazer. Like, it was like, that's Nathan's life. Anyway, work. But I don't know why I'm talking about that. Hold on, I have to get back on. Oh, the thing I love about that is that Nathan is the thing. I love the way that he respects Nathan and sees him as like, sees him as talented as I do, and hears what I do with Nathan, because he's not some technical virtuoso, and to like have somebody like, because rock and roll can be so gross and like macho and like whatever, and like Root doesn't have that either, like, because it takes you out of what's actually happening. And I'm sure he can adapt when it is macho and he has worked with people like that, but like, he's, it's not like this thing, it's just like, it's not a pissing contest, it's, you know, it takes you into like what it really is. And it's back to that thing where it's like, about the sounds and what you can make with what you know, and how Rick is really, really good at seeing that and shaping it and like respecting it and just letting you do what you do and getting out of the way. I love that about him. And sometimes I felt, you know, because I'm such a big Nathan fan, I love him so much. And it's such a joy to be in a band with somebody that you do love what they are, you know, like you're just like, wow. And he's so fucking funny. He blows my mind all the time. But like, I think that that's one of my favorite things about Rick is how much he appreciates him as much as I do. He kept saying, oh, that's Beth's secret weapon. I was like, it's not my secret weapon. It's not Beth's anything. It's just, he's just like, this isn't me. What is that? What do I have to do with it? You know? But I was always like, yeah, it's not that it's not so secret, but like, I love that we just talk a lot. Really. And he's fun to talk to because he loves music too. And he's also fun to disagree with. I think I'll be like, I don't think so. Like, you know, I told him, I was like, Rick, I'm going to name this record Gender Fluids. And he was like, I'm offended. I was like, please, you know, like things like that. Like, you know, I think it's really funny too, to like, kind of like be funny with how funny he is. But I think it's really important to me to be able to have like it's important to have fun, like talk and to just be chill. It's not about just being at work. And then that's my favorite thing. But maybe he has some like secret process that I don't know about. And I'm like, he's in my psyche and I don't know it or something. But to me, it just seems like we're hanging out. And the other thing that we have in common, talk a lot. I don't apologize, but thank you. So thank you for listening. That's my new thing, is to stop apologizing. I'm sorry I'm talking so much on your show where you're supposed to talk.
Yeah, you're the one supposed to talk here, not me.
What if I was like, yes. Look at my Sam Kinison outfit. I love wearing a beret, but I look just like Sam Kinison. And I love them so much that I always look like Mama Fratelli from Goonies, and I feel like Kinison a lot. But anyway, you know what? Iconic. Just kidding.
It looks great.
Thank you.
That you really do. You look great.
Also, Sam Kinison. Come on, you see it.
I love, but I also love Sam Kinison. I mean, those.
We were talking about this the other day, because I make that joke every time I wear a beret, because I'm trying to beat people to the punch. I'm like, just before you even say anything, I'm aware that this is Kinison-esque. And but anyway, but yeah, we were talking about, I was like, what was his joke ever anyway? I can't remember one joke.
You know what his joke was? It's sort of like Bobcat Goldthwait. It wasn't so much the words, it was how he said it.
Just at the same point.
You know, it was that he would be in the middle of a line, and then it would take off into a scream. You know, like, went to the grocery.
I know. I'm just like, what is he? And it turns out too that he grew up Pentecostal, and like for a moment was a Pentecostal preacher, and I was like, oh, this makes so much sense.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My granny was Pentecostal. My granny did, bless her heart. She was so sweet, so country. But yeah, I don't remember what I was saying. I never do.
We got Subway.
Subway? We got Subway. We got Subway.
It's a
meatball coming in. You know what? You wouldn't believe this, but it's, what is it? Is it how many? I used to work at Subway. Oh my God. How many meatballs are you supposed to put on a 12 inch? I want to say six, but I'm thinking it's five. Just saying that. Anyway,
it was a mystery that I didn't know that I would want to know when we started this conversation.
We're going on Subway, I'll tell you.
Well, I want to ask you about some of the songs too.
The only dogs I ever had. I don't know how to type. I don't know. Like, I don't know. But yeah, what was I saying? Oh yeah, Sam Kinison. My friend came up with she called it volume humor. I was like, that is so funny. I want to know what the other side is. Like, what's the quiet end of volume humor?
Right, quiet. Well, you'd have like mumblecore. That would be.
There you go. There you go. See, it works. It's so funny. Volume humor. If I say hello, it's funny. So funny.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Beth Ditto. Let me use where we are, because I was going to ask about this anyway. Because fashion, such a big part of your personality as well.
What, this Target jacket, Target beret, and Azos top?
But still, actually, I'm wearing almost everything Target as well. I can't.
Why do I love it? I love it.
Honestly, I live right down the street from one, and it's just easy. But
I would really.
But what I'm getting at, like, do the two talk to each other? Does your musical persona and your fashion, do they influence each other?
Yeah. Well, I think you know, growing up, like, it was such an amazing, like, that was the best part. It was like, I always, if I hadn't been in a band, hopefully, if I'd done anything constructive in my life, and just was lucky enough that got to be in a band and, like, were at the right place at the right time, you know, had that not happened, I would have been a hairdresser or a makeup artist. That's what I wanted to do. For one, I was always that girl in school that was like, can I do your hair? Can I do your hair? Can I do your hair? Like, that was my favorite. And makeup and stuff. So I always really, really liked that. And of course, and then I discovered, got older and discovered like punk rock, and there's all these incredible images. Like, just like everything was so visual, you know? And like, it all went hand in hand. And like, I just really always loved the way, even like political movements had fashion, like a, not fashion, but a look attached to them. Like, I always was really drawn to that too. Like, you know, from hippies to beatniks to like, you know, the Black Panthers. And then you had like now, and you had like the feminist movement and like Riot Girl and like all of those things. That was just really, I mean, even like straight edge kids, like whatever. It's like they all, there's this thing, you know? And I always thought that was really, really cool and interesting. I loved that. And so it's kind of nice that I get to have a job that like I get to just dress up. And it's lovely that I know so many creative people too, that I can sometimes, I don't always ask, because sometimes I get a little bit of poor shame. Like, I don't know if you know this. Are you familiar with poor shame?
What is where that?
Like, well, it's what it sounds like.
Yeah, right. I put it together as soon as I asked the question.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute. You know when you grow up poor and you don't have what you need? And so, like, you feel bad asking for something. And, like, yeah, it's a whole thing. But, like, but my whole point was, like, I know all these creative people and that they're, like, you can ask them to make you something, like, to wear. And that's incredible. Like, so great. It's so cool. It's to me, it, like, goes hand in hand. And I enjoy it. Luckily, I enjoy it, because I think some people really don't enjoy it. Like, if they, you know, they feel like it's just part of it. And that would feel terrible. That would be really hard. But I enjoy it, yeah.
And we benefit from it, by the way. Because it creates this world. And I think that's, you know, for us, that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, welcome to my world. You can come into my closet. It's full of Old Navy. It really is. Like, it's like, I don't know. I don't think there's any, like, it's the funniest. It's so, I don't know. I get lost in it. Like, I'm not super fashion savvy. Like, I'm not, I don't know. Like I have some friends that are like, oh, like Oscar de la Renta, 1985 with a long cigarette. And I'm just like, oh, that's really pretty. You know what I mean? But like, I really enjoy like people and their clothes. Like, I don't think there's anything more exciting than when you see somebody and they are fucking feeling themselves. You know what I mean? Especially if it's out. Fucking outrageous. And you're like, you know what? You woke up this morning and you had one choice and that was it. They dreamed about it. They were like, this is what's going to go on tomorrow. We're going to get on the bus and we're going to look fucking insane and it's going to be amazing. Like, it's just like what they do. That's my favorite thing in the world. But like, I don't know. Does that even answer your question? I'm the worst.
It absolutely answers the question. I want to jump off something else you said too, though, because you're bringing up the political movements. And you mentioned that, and you have the song Real Power on here. And I was thinking, like, for all the things that you all have sang about through the years, not that we've made it to the progressive promised land, but so many things have happened. So many things have happened for the positive that you used to sing about in the past. And when you have a song like Real Power, when you're calling it the album that on top of it, like, what does it say? Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, do you take that moment to look back and say, this is what it has encompassed over these past 20 plus years? You've been so progressive to push on the things, and that progression has actually happened.
I find it incredible to be, well, for one, I feel like I'm of a few minds about that. And one of them is like incredible to see, to be 43 years old and to look and like, just how empowered I think how like queer youth are. And like, and then you remember, you know, you're like, man, but this is why you fucking do it. Like, it's not because of me, but it's because of all of these people that were doing shit and making art and speaking their minds and being emotional and creating something and like trying, you know, because the thing is that you have, it's so hard when you're talking to people. And I'm sure when I was 20 something, I know when I was 20 something that when you, it's like, you don't understand that like change is so, it does never happens quick enough. You know, it's that it's been an incredible thing to be 43 and see 23-year-old trans women and like trans men making these incredible like just albums and art, and then not, and then just like queer people as a whole, like all of us, and like all of these different kinds of people making all this different art, and like it starts to be in the top 10, and you're like, this is what you want, this is what you always wanted. You know, I don't think there's anything more incredible to see happen. And like, you know, and all of that being said too, I think it's important to say, very important to say, that in our country right now, the United States, it is a shit show and it's frightening. I don't think people, I cannot drive this home enough. Like I feel it to the point, I'm repeating myself. I think when in a movement and change, when you, there is, you know, when things are starting to be, what's the word, like motivated, and people are started to like, what's that word? When everybody gets together and they decide, when they make a decision to make a movement and they're doing that, then everything gets, you know, like then that the movement starts, and then that starts to like build momentum, and then all of a sudden it's being discussed in pop culture and, you know, and all these things. And because of all that work, of course, it starts to affect like people that like, we are demanding these very minimal rights. And then, of course, that becomes a debate in pop culture and in politics. The effect, it's like there are all these incredible changes. And I think what we're going through right now that's really important, that's especially important to remember, is that it feels so hard when you see people debate your right to exist. I don't think people understand, and that happens in every social political, every single political movement. It's like you have people that don't think you deserve the most basic respect.
Right.
It is fucking crazy. It's wild. And like, and not even open to like hearing what your experience is like, you know? And I think that's what we're going through right now. And it's really important to have compassion for each other. Everybody that is trying to make a change, we're all just doing our fucking best. But for all of the good things, I don't want to take away from how beautiful and love, how incredible it's been for queer culture in pop culture and in art, because we've always been doing it. We've always been there making the art. I mean, if you look in your background, it's like in all the posters that you're looking at, it's like, who, it's like, I mean, no, which weird is Depeche Mode, not gay. Who knew? When I found that, it blew my mind. I was like, not one person in this group. Wait, is the whole thing gay? Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Oh,
but you got Michael Stipe here. You got David Bowie, you know, and that's...
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's like you... Exactly. It's like that is like... What I'm trying to say. We've always been making art. We've always been there. And to be recognized for it and to be like put into, you know, like, yeah, to gain respect, to earn a living, you know, like to use the bathroom without worry. Like those things. Like they're all connected. And I think, you know, not to take away from the positive at all, but I just want to say that I know that it also feels like if you're not making art and you're just a person, you know, you're a person, just a person, and you're a regular person, but like, you know, if you're not finding, you know, if that's not what your goal is to be in the top 10 or whatever, and you're just at work and trying to get by, like, it's important to remember that, you know, this is what happens in social movements, and it shouldn't happen. It's like just to be recognized as a human being. It's fucking horrible. But what I'm trying to say is,
because people should just be able to live their life without worrying about what anybody else, like, if you, as long as you're not hurting anyone, right?
Yeah, I just want to say, I do feel really positive about it, but I also just feel like I always have to point that out because I have to go off on a tangent always.
You've made incredible music, and you really have. And I'm so glad that the band is back together making this album. And I'll close by also saying that I loved watching you on Becoming a God in Central Florida and Monarch and everything that you did out there.
Thank you. Monarch is wild, but, you know, and great. I made a lot of great friends and stuff. What a wild show. On Becoming a God, I'm just, I wish COVID never, I mean, for a lot of reasons. Man, I wish COVID never happened. Do you ever hear that? You ever hear anybody say that? What profound. Yeah. But I really enjoy it. But thank you. That's very kind.
Congrats on this album too. And seriously, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you. And I wish we had more time. I really appreciate it. I love your room.
I love your whole persona and person.
Thank you. I love your teeth. I love it. I wish we had more time to talk about Southernness and being.
Let's do it next time.
Yeah, we should. By any weenies across the board.
By any weenies. That you said it the right way, right?
Yeah, if you want to start a podcast just called By Any Weenies and where we just go to Arkansas to the dumbest shit, like to urban legends that were made up, you know, like that's all good. It'll never happen, by the way. But yeah, By Any Weenies, only one way. By Any Weenies. But anyway, bye.
My thanks to Beth Ditto. The new Gossip album is called Real Power. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. That way you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. Discover those new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent episodes featured some classics and favorites from Bob Dylan, Sly and the Family Stone, Carly Simon, Sheryl Crow with Peter Gabriel, The Ramones, Violent Femmes, Blackalicious, Robert Plant, Gomez, Modern English, Bob Mould, Air, Tori Amos, Middle Kids, Jade Bird, Ani DeFranco, David Bowie, The Clash, Sunny Day Real Estate, Tom Waits, Tenacious D, and my interview with actor Paul Sun-Hyung Lee to talk about him starring in Avatar, The Last Airbender, as well as a few of the different Star Wars series. Just an example of what you get every weeknight when you listen at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
Like, I love how you have Cat Power's record back there.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.